This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. Today, joined by Bloomberg reporter Samantha Kelly, and we're talking about Peloton, which has been a real roller coaster story for a while now, hoping to work out better in the fitness market. See what we did there? The exercise company, known for their stationary bikes and virtual classes, vowing to make some adjustments to their business model. Samantha, this was such a big company, of course, during COVID, and then the fortunes fell. What's changed and how are they doing now?
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, so the company sort of had, it became this darling of the pandemic. Everyone was stuck at home. People were clamoring to get their hands on these very expensive bikes. But once lockdowns lifted, people went back outside. They started exercising outside, going back to gyms. And the company at the time, the leadership, had thought that perhaps that momentum would have continued. They ordered a bunch of new bikes. They tried to scale up, but again, things had shifted. And so sales went down. So over the course of a few years, they were never able to really get back to where they were. And it's unknown, really, if they're ever going to get back to where they were. They've, you know, had a lot of debt. Early last year, they had a new CEO come in, Peter Stern, who was at Apple for a while, overseeing subscriptions. He has a lot of chops to kind of be the person to turn around the company. He's tested out and experimented with a few things. He's kind of right still in the middle of the turnaround plan, but we have to kind of see where things go from here.
One of the things that they've been talking about doing is using cameras to supervise people's exercise. Tell me why that's not as creepy as it sounds.
Yeah. So basically what they did back in the fall was they took, you know, the bikes. There's a premium line and then there's like an entry level line for bikes, treadmills, and a row equipment machine. And for the high end versions of these hardware, they had a big splashy event and they put basically hardware, a camera system into the systems that would basically act as a movement tracker in a way. If like you're, you know, it would also sort of serve as like a strength machine at the same time. So you could be lifting, you could be doing squats, and it would know, it would be able to count your reps. It might say, you know, your form isn't correct and kind of do some form correction there. Actually, really valuable information. It's almost like having a trainer. But of course, these systems are rather expensive. And if you already invested in the equipment, which costs thousands of dollars, especially during COVID, do you really want to upgrade to, you know, another device? I had, you know, through our reporting, we had learned that there was sort of an idea internally that you could purchase an upgrade kit. So maybe you could attach a camera system to your existing device, but that proved to be more difficult than the idea was. So they weren't able to actually execute on that. So basically, in order to get these camera systems, you have to be able to upgrade. And some of these, like I said, are super expensive. The high-end treadmill is almost, you know, more than $6,000.
This company is so beholden to trends in sort of our personal lives. And of course, GLP-1 drugs, the weight loss drugs, are becoming popular. And that doesn't seem like that would be good for Peloton.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? It's actually the company sees a lot of growth actually in people who are on these weight loss medications, because for the first time, people who are getting a little bit more fit are more conscious about their body and are turning to exercise, and sometimes for the first time in a long time. So they see actually an area of growth for people who might fit into that demographic. Some of the other things that they're thinking about is expanding more within gyms. Kind of makes sense. You might go to a gym and maybe you haven't tried a Peloton before. You don't want to, you know, invest thousands of dollars into purchasing one for your home, and you don't want it to turn into like a clothing, you know, drying rack or something like that. But you might give it a try at a gym and you say, you know what, maybe I would invest in something like this. So putting it into more hotels and gyms, more partnerships, more licensing agreements. These are ways that they're thinking, forward thinking of what's to come next.
That's Bloomberg's Samantha Kelly. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays, 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.